Welcome back. This is the week you missed. It is February 6th. We missed actually last week, so this is like the two-week condensed version that we missed. We're going to get right back into it. Todd, what do you got for us today?
So, I mean, obviously, there's the gigantic story that we want to talk about. But before we jump into that, I feel like we should just rehash what we talked about the last time, which was the impending riots that never happened. And I think that I, for one, am very happy that that didn't happen. And in reading a lot of news stories about this and everything else, it seems like to some degree, you know, I think people on the right that are like, I think incendiary and incorrect are being like, well, it's because they're black. That's why they didn't riot, because it wasn't like good optics. I'm like, no, I think it's much more likely that the fact that the cops were quickly arrested, quickly charged, and that like the police aren't trying to cover this up. Like, they're like, yeah, these guys fucked up and they're going to be getting prosecuted. And given that body cam footage, they're most likely going to go to jail.
What do you think
so
about the CNN and the news station saying like, brace the riots? Were they like trying to instigate it and make something out of nothing? Or do you think they were actually concerned that something might happen?
I mean, I think it was they were throwing their viewers what they wanted to hear. Because I think, look, like, I think now after the fact, like, everyone's like, oh, of course there wouldn't have been riots. Like, these were just right-wing people trying to drum up stuff, or racists trying to make people look bad or whatever. And it's like, no, it's like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people genuinely thought, and it was especially the way that they were talking about the video, being like, worse than Rodney King, all this and all that. And like, but, you know, and again, like, I find it hard to blame like CNN or any mainstream media for their coverage, because to some degree, it's like they give people what they want. And then people are like, well, why are you saying this? Like, it's lies or it's bullshit. And it's like, well, I don't know. So it's like, it's sort of a chicken or the egg thing. Like, if I had to blame one or the other, I would blame CNN. Like, obviously, they could have been talking about less about the potential for riots and more about how these guys have been charged already and what the legal case looks like and all that. And they would have been able to talk about the case without talking about the riots that really never materialized. And look, I think there were like little things here and there that popped off. It was obviously nothing like, you know, what happened in May and June of 2020.
But
I
at the
think
same
the.
time, I agree with all that. But I think, too, similar to the George Floyd, because remember the George Floyd happened, but it was also at the same time as the Ahmaud Arbery, at the same time as I'm blanking on the woman right now. What was her name? The no-knock warrant.
Breonna Taylor.
Breonna Taylor. Those kind of helped, like, make the flames a little bit bigger. And this time, a day or two after this thing happened, there was another incident. I'm really blanking right now. Maybe it was just because I took a hit, but I swear it's not. there's another incident, I think, with like a 14-year-old kid that like was pretty bad. There wasn't any video of it though, which obviously like helps get people angrier quicker.
Yeah.
But a day or two later, you heard about that. And the thing is, these incidents happen just about every single day. You just don't always hear about it. They're not always so egregious. There's not always video. But I feel like the fact that you heard about this other incident a day or two later, it's like they're trying to kind of, seems like, build up this anger again. I don't know. It's like, and I guess like what you're saying, though, the media does do that because they want to give the viewers what they want to hear. But it's also, do we need to hear about it right after? Are you guys trying to like add to the anger, or is it genuinely this story happened the day after?
Yeah, and I think it's I guess if I'm thinking about it, like, if I was a program director or a producer at CNN, it's like, if we have coverage about the possible impending riots to talk about that, that's going to get more people to stick around and be waiting to see if something pops off versus us talking about like the legal cases or how this problem is across the entire country, or, you know, reforms that are needed. Like, the potential for riots is a sexier, more interesting story from like a cable news perspective.
Right.
Now I do think the one thing that I've seen interesting, and like I've seen things kicked around about on this online, but if you, and I didn't watch like the whole body cam footage because it's just, I don't want to see it, but there's this view from like a surveillance camera that's far off where you like, you don't see the detail, but you can see them kicking the ever living shit out of this guy.
That was the most damning part of the whole thing, I believe. Like, the body cams didn't have such great footage. I say great, like clear, but it didn't have like the best footage, while that had the whole thing from up top. That was wild.
But the thing that I think that is interesting, and I don't know if this will ever come out, but this almost looked like a targeted hit to some degree. Like
It was
the way they
bizarre.
went after him, like exactly, it's like they went from basically pulling him over for a traffic stop to dragging him out of the car and then immediately basically getting extremely violent with him. And that, look, and some cops are psycho assholes, and I'm not going to say that cops don't do this. And especially the other thing is they were part of this, like, it was the warm and friendly Scorpion unit. Who would ever think that the Scorpion unit would do anything violent? And you see this time and time again with these, like, with these special police task forces, that they end up being incredibly corrupt because they're generally given more latitude to work. They maybe have less oversight, and they're addressing the real problems, so they have to do the down and dirty police work, which is horseshit. But
Yeah.
the way that they went, like, it wouldn't shock me if it came out that like one or more of those officers had personal beef with this guy in some way. And I don't know if it would ever come out, but if it did, I would not be
There was,
surprised at all.
well, there was a
Like,
lot of rumors about that, and they had to come out and say that that's not true. I feel like that's
really?
always
Okay.
something to look at, but you definitely like gotta confirm it before. Yeah, I think like the dad had to come out and say like no. They said like he was dating one of the cops' exes or something, but it wasn't true.
Well, and the thing is, like, the only people that would be able to tell you for certain at this point are one of the five cops, and they
Right.
certainly aren't going to be talking to anyone,
Yeah.
as long as they're lawyers, as long as they're smart.
Yeah.
But it could have been for a million different reasons. But who knows? But the whole thing is just absolutely wild. I'm happy that, that they are getting prosecuted. I do think they're going to do jail time, which is
How
good.
much
I like
jail time do you
that.
think the worst one gets, and how much does the least one get?
I don't know. I think I don't know if they're being tried together. I don't know if they're being tried separately. We talked about it last time, but this idea of, to some degree, you could, like, I think you could get all of the officers on like very violent aggravated assault. That seems obvious. In terms of charging them with murder, people could be like, well, I'm not the one who hit him in the way that killed him. And so I think they're going to be charging them with like a felony murder type statute where it's like, we were all participating in this illegal assault. This guy died. Therefore, you can all be charged with his murder under like a second degree murder or whatever. But,
Right.
and I'm not familiar with what the Tennessee, sentencing guidelines are, but like, I would expect at least 10 years. And it wouldn't shock me at all if they were much more than that. And
Po
also, on top
possible
of it, just like
rioting
the,
if they don't get charged, or if they get only like a year or two.
I mean, if they got a only a year or two, sure, maybe, coin flip. But at this point, because, and to backtrack real quick, another reason that the May of 2020 and June of 2020 was so bad is because everyone was goddamn bottled up for 5 months.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know,
We
like
didn't have work. We didn't have
every,
work.
didn't have work. Like,
Yeah.
people had a lot of free time on their hands. So yeah, no, I mean, I don't think there's a chance in hell that these guys get off with a light sentence. I just don't think that's going to happen. If it does, it's not going to be good. And I think, people will be justified in being upset. I don't think people will be justified in burning down cities, but
Yeah.
it is what it is. And these guys obviously are terrible people, and they need to be prosecuted. And they need to, I mean, they should be held to a higher standard because they're the ones who are supposed to protect us in gigantic fucking air quotes, because they so often do
Right.
not. But yeah,
So now
so
that
what
the
did you,
now the big thing, I think we both are probably curious
I
about
mean,
what's in the
the
sky.
balloon, right?
Yeah. So honestly, I really haven't been as into the news the last like couple weeks or even months as usual, which I feel like is like a good thing. I'm still like aware of all the news, but I haven't been reading as much of like the side stories or the background stuff, or like really digging in. This is another thing that makes no sense to me. I'm confused. There's so many conspiracy theories and rumors in this. I don't believe the government. I don't believe the conspiracies at all. Both sides sound insane. I think Republicans sound a little bit dumb for saying like, how could this happen on Joe Biden's watch? Because it happened before on Trump's watch, and I think on Obama's watch. I think we just never like were
Whoa,
so.
hold on. Wait, we had spy balloons floating over the states that everyone knew about and they did nothing about. This happened under Trump and Obama.
not directly over the states, but close to like 10 miles off. But
Okay.
like that's
That's a big difference.
still, and it's still pretty close though, but not even like an inkling of a word about it then, you know, like I'd never heard of anything like that until now. It's happened like there's been three or four balloons over the last few administrations. And then I think actually Obama, I believe, mentioned something to Trump about it. And then just nothing was done in between administrations. Like there's no connection between administrations. But I think it was mentioned to Trump, like, hey, they did something, God knows what. I don't think it's any reason to get mad at Biden and show he's weak. It makes sense to me that you wouldn't shoot a balloon above potentially people. Who knows how dangerous it was or what it was actually doing. An extra 2 days to shoot it over the water, I don't think it's a big deal, which like a lot of people are like, oh, he's a weakling. Like that's all bullshit. No, I don't think that's weak. I do think it the whole thing just doesn't make sense to me though. It seems to
So,
definitely be China. It was definitely China. I feel like it
oh
was
yeah.
definitely something not good. There's another one going over Latin America right now, supposedly. But I don't think anything we're hearing is what it is, because it just doesn't make sense.
So the thing that, and again, I think most of the rhetoric on both sides is hilarious because it was funny. Like there was this person who was like a big Joe Biden supporter, and they're like, "How dare people say that they should shoot down the balloon?" Like. Da, 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 da. And like an hour later, they tweeted out, be like, thank God that the military took down the balloon. Like, Joe Biden is an awesome president. It's
Yeah,
like, come on,
it's
man. Like,
ridiculous.
can we stop sucking these people's dicks? Like, can we acknowledge that, like, you can vote for Joe Biden and also at the same time think he's a moron and like a geriatric idiot? Like,
Exactly.
those things can both happen. But the thing that I will fault the Biden administration for is apparently they knew about the balloon far sooner than they let on, and basically they didn't really sort of cop to it until I think some rando dude spotted it in Montana.
Well, they had,
And so
I don't know if they, there's so many stories and then there's like lies and then there's people who actually like thought they knew and were wrong. So I don't know what's been cleared up, but I think there's a no fly in Montana or like all planes were grounded wherever it was originally found. And a guy like looked up and he saw it, but I don't know if that was actually what that guy saw. I heard wasn't actually it, but it, I don't know.
regardless, what I had read is that basically like they had detected it over some like North American territory, I think maybe like around like Alaska, and then it sort of floated out of our territory, so we sort of ignored it and didn't say anything. And then once it started being seen by actual people, it was like, okay, well, we can't ignore this anymore, otherwise this story's going to go absolutely wild. And again, this is leading up to our Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, is going to be going over to China for diplomatic meetings. And basically, people are saying that, well, they didn't want to make a big deal out of it because we don't want to mess things up with China in terms of like diplomacy and blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. I mean, the whole thing, like, I can see the justifications for letting it float over the states, observe how it ruptures. You might be able to capture the signals that it's either sending or receiving. You can blow it up over water so the equipment gets less damaged when it crashes. Because the whole excuse of not shooting it down because of protecting people, that's absolute horseshit. Because it was first spotted over Montana, which I think is one of the most sparsely populated states in all of America. Like, it's got to be
Yeah.
between like that, Utah, and like Alaska, or probably like literally the Dakotas, Montana, Alaska, in terms of like population density. So they could have taken it down if they wanted to, and I'm sure nothing super bad would have happened, but I do think that the whole thing to me is just absolutely hilarious, and it ended up getting shot down off the coast of the Carolinas. And so there was a North Carolina sheriff department that had this hilarious Facebook post that was like, "The balloon is traveling over us. If you see it, please do not contact us, as we cannot do anything. Also, even if we could, we're pretty sure the federal government would not want us to. And lastly, please do not try to shoot the balloon yourself. You will not be able to hit it."
I'm surprised
It's
no
just
one
like,
tried that.
oh, first of all, I guarantee you there were people that once they spotted it, if they lived in like the middle of nowhere on like 100 acres of land, like were taking pot shots at it. Like, I assure you. Like,
I
if
think
you had enough
people,
land to not worry about the bullet, like.
I think anyone who saw it like close enough would have tried to sh like a lot of people would, not even just a couple of people. That's what
No, but
Americans
that is
do.
all.
So here's my question though.
But yeah.
What do you think this shit was? What do you think it was?
So the one thing that I feel like most people have sort of agreed on is the trajectory that it took didn't indeed, I'm pretty sure, had it loading over some of basically our intercontinental ballistic missile silos. So basically, like our world-ending nukes. It basically, there are a lot of those are in Montana and in that part of the country because it's in the middle of the country, it's harder to attack, and then also it's just very, very remote. The other thing I've seen is everyone's like, why are you worried about a balloon? They have spy satellites. And like the thing that I've heard is like, well, spy satellites can use cameras, but they might not be able to use other types of sensors that can collect other types of data. And again, I have no idea, like this could just be complete conspiracy theory, but someone's like, well, from an altitude of 60,000 feet, you might be able to use like a ground penetrating radar, have something that give you more detailed views of things beneath the earth using this type of observation versus satellite. So like, if that was true, you could see how that if the Chinese were able to float something over that could get like an underground view of our nuclear missile silos, I could see how they would want to do that. That's a valuable piece of intelligence to gather. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, like it had to have been collecting something. I mean, it could have been sucking up, cell phone signals or whatever. Or the other speculation is that they basically floated it over because they wanted to see what would happen when we shot it down. And they wanted to get a read on our, using sensors to say, okay, this is the missile they shot at us. And these are the like, telemetry data on it. This is its speed. This is how fast it was able to, reach that altitude, blah, 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 blah. Because the other thing is when we did eventually shoot it down, my assumption would be, and I'm not coming up with this myself, basing it on someone else, is that we probably didn't use our most modern, up-to-date missile to shoot it down because we knew that whenever we shoot it down, they're going to be able to look at that weapon. So they probably found whatever, like, the most out-of-date missile that could get the job done in order to shoot it down because it's like, all right, this is not our top-of-the-line
How
tech that
hard
we're
is
not
it
going
to
to use.
shoot a balloon?
I mean,
Like,
I
wouldn't
think,
you think a
and again,
bullet?
like,
A bullet would have done it, like, if you're close enough.
it was the altitude. It was about, I believe it was about 60,000 feet, which, I mean, the only things that fly at 60,000 feet, as far as I know, or even close to that, are really like our spy planes and like some stuff that goes, that is, they're basically built like spacecraft. Like these things fly at extremely high altitudes, for very specialized purposes, and they typically don't have weapons, systems on them. Or if they do, they've got like a couple of bombs they're going to drop on someone. And again, I could be completely wrong on all this. I'm not a military weapons expert. But like my assumption would be, I don't know how high our new jet, I don't know how high our new jet can get altitude wise, but my assumption would be is, you might be able to get it like 50,000 feet, but then you need to have a missile that can be shot and then go up another 10,000 to reach it. And
Interesting.
again,
I
my
didn't realize
assumption
that.
was, yeah, no, and again, like I don't know the specs of the F-22, but I just know that most jets cannot fly at 60,000 feet because at that altitude, the air is very thin. You're dealing with completely different types of like environmental factors. So I think, commercial jets fly between like 35 and like 40-ish thousand feet. And I think fighter jets can typically go like 45 to 50 and then anywhere below it, obviously. But, as you gain altitude, the different types of forces and stresses and everything else, and it changes. So my assumption would be that this wasn't like a simple thing for them to do. Like this idea
Are
that
we
we
getting
went like,
information on it right now?
what do you mean?
When we shot it down, did we collect the balloon and like, do we know more about the
Oh,
balloon now?
I mean, if they shot it down and just left it there, they'd be absolutely idiotic. So I'm
Well,
assuming they grabbed it. Like,
do you think they're going to share with us the information that they're finding or not?
no, of course not. They shouldn't. They absolutely shouldn't. Like, beyond the fact of saying, yes, this was a Chinese piece of hardware, if the government starts coming out and releasing information publicly, I would just shake my head and be like, the civilians don't need to know this.
Right.
Like, for any, like,
You think
yes,
there's gonna
yes,
be
they
another
would.
one? You think there's gonna be another one that comes? What if that happens?
I don't
If
know.
another one comes in the next 2 months, what's the response gotta be?
Ah, I think I mean, my guess is they just shoot it out of the sky as soon as they can.
Before it ever comes, like before it even reaches.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because people were talking about how in World War II, there was this report of a battleship trying to blow a balloon out of the sky, and it turned out that I think they were just like shooting at the sun or some sort of like artifact in the sky. And that, but the thing is, in World War II, the Japanese actually had these weapons they used, and I believe one actually did reach the safe. They're basically big hot air balloons that they attached incendiary bombs to, and their plan was to float them over the Pacific to start forest fires in the Pacific Northwest. This is something
Wow.
that is documented, 100% fact, did happen. And so it's like this
There's no
idea
such thing
that
as
there's
100% fact these days.
no, well, we've seen pictures of the U.S. military having captured one and then refloating it up in the sky. So it's about as close as you can get in terms of trusting the government, I would say. But this
Damn.
idea of people being like, we have so many more advanced weapons, like, how could you know, why is a balloon a threat? It's like, I don't know, man. They could attach an EMP device to it. They could do anything. You don't just let other countries float shit over your country, especially one that whether China is an enemy, a competitor, or both, I would be much more likely to classify them as an enemy. Like, I don't want stuff sent by the PRC floating around freely over the United States. I think it's a bad idea. At the same
Yeah.
time, though, I know that there's a completely reasonable explanation to say that, this person, the reason we should have let the balloon float all the way across the States and then shoot it down to the Atlantic is for these reasons. Like, I'm sure there are legitimate reasons besides, like, everyone screaming, oh, Biden's a cuck and, like, is owned by the Chinese. Like, I don't think that's the reason we didn't shoot it down immediately. Like, there had to have been a reason,
Yeah.
for letting it. But what are your general thoughts on the balloon?
I honestly have no idea. It just seems like the craziest thing ever. It seems like US and China has definitely been slowly getting more and more tense of a relationship, which is just like a little bit scary because those two countries go at it with each other and there's a lot of ramifications. But who knows? It'll be interesting, I guess, with Blinken's trip to China. If it's gonna come up, if it's gonna quell things, or if things will burn more, and I don't know, I'm interested to hear about this one in Latin America now, if they shoot that one down, if they haven't already, and I don't know. But and then the funny thing is, though, I can only imagine we probably have 20 balloons over China right now, so it's like it's just funny that we get so pissed at them. It's like we do it times 20 everywhere,
Well,
so maybe it's not
not
that
even
bad.
balloons.
What?
Like, we have full-blown military bases that are within, 100 miles to hundreds of miles of Chinese territory. So,
Yeah,
like,
exactly. So that's not fun for
it's not like
them.
that. But at the same time, like, we're not like sending our equipment into their airspace and floating it over them. But I
Yeah.
do think it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I for one hope for more balloons both ways. Maybe we can turn this into like a tit for tat.
Yeah, that'll
Like,
be cool.
it would have been funny if like they just floated the balloon over New York City and then like it popped and
Confetti came
like
out.
10,000 confetti or like 10,000 dildos or like something insane.
Yeah, like it's just a prank. I mean,
Just like trolling each other.
that's what we did something like that to Japan before we nuked them. We like sent a big package of notes that said like we're about to destroy you. And then the next day we destroyed them.
Folks,
Maybe that's what was in the balloon, and we don't even know because Biden shot it over water. You know?
this was such a fun story, and it was hilarious watching people on both sides. The memes are great, everything is great. I think it's, and again, like, in terms of what China is probably doing, I would say that this ranks on the low end of things that people should be upset or concerned about. It's like,
Yeah.
we basically know for a fact that they're running concentration camps with Uyghurs in them, and like no one seems to care about that. We know for a
Yeah.
fact they're basically like they're using slave labor to make basically all the electronics we're using right now, and no one cares. Like,
Yep.
so
Nope.
like spare me your concern. about the Chinese balloon as long as we still have normalized trade relations with them. It's silly.
That's a great point. And then all right, this might come wrong because like I'm about to talk about North Korea. North Korea shouldn't just be thought about with China. They're different places, but maybe we'll talk about this next time because I just saw that North Korea seems to be having like a publicity campaign where there's like a 12-year-old North Korean girl who popped up on YouTube and like is reading Harry Potter and saying how much she likes going to the movies and music. And it's happened a few times now in the last couple months, and people are like, what's North Korea doing right now? Like, what are they up to? Because like that place takes the cake for a lot of things. That place is wild.
Yeah, no. So I think it'll be interesting to I saw like a headline about that. I didn't read into it, but that is interesting, and it wouldn't shock me because North Korea, they've got these like in the Soviet Union, they called them Potemkin villages, and it was villages where when you went to the, it was like if you were a Western tourist, they would take you to that village, and in that village, all the stores had their shelves completely full. There were no bread
Yeah.
buns. All the factories were starting to work. Everyone was happy. All the cars were new. All the clothes were clean,
It's all
and it's
fake.
like. It was all fake.
It's all
So,
fake.
and they have similar things in North Korea right now that when you go there, like
Oh,
you
yeah.
are always with a guide. Like you could arrange to go on a trip to North Korea. I'm sure it's a lot of hoops to jump through and a lot of stuff to do, but like people can go there. And sometimes it doesn't end up the best result for you,
They
but
were
you
on
can go
60
there.
Minutes. They were on 60 Minutes around the time of the interview, the movie, and they have a video and they show like a bunch of North Koreans typing in like a library and they're pretending to type. They're pressing the same like three buttons because they obviously don't know. It's all just a show. And it just shows like a Google homepage and nothing moving, but they just are all just like this. It's wild.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But
It's all just
that was a great 2 weeks we missed. It didn't sound I don't know. I think this year is right on target for it's gonna be just insane. It seems like it's not
yeah.
getting any less wild. So I'm here for it. I'm excited to talk to you next week. I'm traveling to your neck of the
Oh.
woods, not North Carolina, your
Nice.
old neck of the woods, Texas again this week.
Nice.
And I'm excited. I'll tell you about it next week.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good one, Todd.
Bye.
Peace.